SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 8 young people become the first ever Jamaica House Fellows. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
Somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
math counts.
In April 2016, government announced plans to establish a Jamaica House Fellowship program to encourage the country's best and brightest individuals into public service, improving the sense of national pride and ownership among youngsters. Applications opened in June 2016 and closed with a total of 129 applications submitted. About 9 months and a rigorous selection process later, the first batch of Jamaica House Fellows have been announced. They are Jerome Cowans, Lavoy Cruikshank, Christopher Graham, Karel Samuda, Andre Sean Silburn, Aubrey Stewart, Mark Tracy, and Sharona Forrester. The 8 fellows, 6 men and 2 women, were presented at the launch ceremony at the Office of the Prime Minister March 8. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says among its various objectives, the Jamaica House Fellowship Initiative is being used to raise the profile of the public sector.
This is just one idea in a series of things that we're going to do to ensure that the Jamaican state is seen in the best way, in the best light, held in the highest regard, to create a society of merit. The Jamaican state has to become a meritocracy. So the man who plays by the rules is the man who will be rewarded.
The 2-year program will see the fellows being placed in ministries, departments, and agencies based on government priorities, skill sets, experience, and areas of interest. Mr. Holness notes that this will create a crop of young leaders who will have first-hand understanding of governance issues and who can later join the public sector. One of the awardees, Karel Samuda, is a PhD candidate at George Mason University in the United States. She gave the response on behalf of the fellows.
This fellowship program is an important signal to young Jamaicans, both here and in her diaspora, that there is this unmitigated commitment by the government of Jamaica to establish a meritocratic pathway to include and attract young talent to public service. It presents a unique opportunity to tangibly contribute to Jamaica's development. Let me assure you, Mr. Prime Minister, that we accept your charge.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the Jamaica House Fellowship is to become a yearly initiative and encouraged unsuccessful applicants to reapply next year.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Education and training are universally accepted to be the linchpins of the development process and an integral part of Jamaica's first long-term development plan. That's why goal number 1, outcome 2, is aimed at achieving world-class education and training. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. On our community notice board, St. Catherine High School will host its annual health fair on March 10 from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., The day's offerings will include free HIV, blood sugar and blood pressure checks and doctor consultations. Pap smears will also be available at a cost. Admission is free. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.